welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Pergolesi, a little Haydn, and yes, some requisite oboe music. Let's begin on a powerful note by music by Andrea Gabrielli. Now, Gabrielli was an Italian composer, organist of the late Renaissance, and the uncle of the somewhat more famous Giovanni Gabrielli. I just like saying that. He was the first internationally renowned member of the Venetian School of Composers, but was reluctant to publish much of his own music during his lifetime. But luckily, his nephew, a good nephew at that, once again, Giovanni Gabrielli, published much of it after his uncle's death. We're going to hear a great performance by the London Brass. This is Andrea Gabrielli's Aria della Battaglia.
Thank you.
Well, that definitely got me going. Some excellent music performed by the London Brass. And that was music by Andrea Gabrielli. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Margaret. And, you know, we're jumping the gun a little bit early on this program. It is oboe music time. Today, some music by Haydn and his London Trio number 1 in C. Now, although this was initially intended for two flutes, they do get all the repertoire, and a cello, they work extremely well in this lovely arrangement for oboe, flute, and guitar. Here are Anton Kushkin, Donald Bender, and Gary Kessler. Thank you. Music to bring into spring, which, guess it, is officially here. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Margaret. And we're going to move on to quite the eccentric composer, Carlos Gesualdo. The Prince of Venosa was one of the most intriguing composers of his generation, as well as being the most infamous for other felonies as well. He apparently did murder his wife and her lover after catching them in a compromising situation. He also had his second wife filing for divorce several times, and who knows whatever else he got up to. He was, however, a very gifted composer. His 19-5 voice motets represent a mixture of styles with a little bit of unusual part writing, which is, may I describe it as, faintly bizarre and a tad baffling. But you know what? It is a tad ear-pleasing, so it seems to work. Here is the Oxford Camerata, joined with Jeremy Summerlee conducting.
Thank you.
the Oxford Camerata with Jeremy Summerlee conducting and some music by Gesualdo. And we're going to move on with a little more choral music. The Stabat Mater is a 13th century Christian hymn to the Virgin Mary that portrays her suffering as the mother during the crucifixion of her son, Jesus Christ. Its author may be either the Franciscan friar Jacopone de Todi or the Pope Innocent III. But the title comes from its first line, Stabat Mater Dolorosa, which means the sorrowful mother was standing. Today, a performance by Emma Kirkby.
Thank you.
Emma Kirkby, and some opening selections to Pergolesi's Stabat Mater. You are listening to CITR here on 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. This is Classical Chaos. We're going to move on to a work that was completed back in 1988. And the work was begun in response to a request from the very famous cellist Stephen Israelis for a short, and I reiterate short, 10-minute piece. But it soon developed into a more substantial work and was subsequently commissioned by the BBC for the 1989 prom season, very prestigious, and the cello will play for 45 minutes, reflecting the tears of the Mother of God. We're just going to hear a selection today. Here is Stephen Israelis and a selection from The Protecting Veil.
Thank you.
So beautiful is that. That was Stephen Israelis and the opening selection from Tavner's The Protecting Veil. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now, Officium is an album by a Norwegian saxophonist, Jan Garbarek, and a British male vocal quartet, quite the collaboration, that was the Hilliard Ensemble. This was recorded back at the monastery of Propest St. Gerard in Austria back in September of 1993. It's a great collaboration based on 12th and 16th century liturgical works by composers including Morales and Magnus. And I think the album did quite well on its own. So let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Jan Garbarek, joined by the members of the Hilliard Ensemble, and that was some selections of music from the album Officium. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And hey, you know what? Why not kick it off a little bit with a little bit of a hoedown? Here is Bobby McFerrin and cellist Yo-Yo Ma.
Oh,
Well, that's one heck of a hoedown, if I may say so myself. Well, two incredibly talented musicians, Bobby McFerrin and cellist Yo-Yo Ma. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks so much for joining me. Till next time. And do stay listening now to an incredible program. It's Shukshukta Ethiopian News Radio with none other than the very talented Worku. Enjoy.